Okay, there's one point which we skipped, and that is that when we speak about Maaser Sheni, so the Torah writes, the Torah in Parashas Re'eh tells us that you can actually redeem the fruits. What happens if it's too hard? You're going to take the fruit of Maaser Sheni, you're going to carry all your grapes or your olives all the way up to Yerushalayim to eat them there. That's going to be too hard to carry such a load. So the Torah says, if it's v'natzato v'koseh, you could redeem it for money. So you take the Maaser Sheni fruit, you exchange it for money. You take the money up to Yerushalayim, you come to Yerushalayim, you buy yourself steaks and whatever other food you like, and wine, and you eat it in Yerushalayim. This obviously helped the economy in Yerushalayim a lot, because people kept bringing money and had to buy 10% of the almost 10%, because it's after the first 10%, so it's 7.5%, whatever.
To spend in a week or so.
Spend whenever they were up in Yerushalayim. So people were very giving of their food when they were up in Yerushalayim, but you had to know that the guy you were sharing with was Tahar, because the food you buy now has the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni. Now, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so we apply certain leniencies. We have an issue. We're not holy. We're not pure. The Kohanim aren't pure. So there is a halacha that says that Maaser Sheni, let's say I own the wine. I'm Mr. Baron Herzog, and I have thousands of shekels worth of Maaser in my wine. So let's say I make $50 million worth of or shekels worth of wine, and then I have to take off I take off Truma. We'll deal with that in a second. I have to take off Maaser Sheni. So I'm going to take tens of thousands of shekels worth of wine and spill it out because I'm
like
not holy.
A couple of million, actually.
I can't do that. So what am I supposed to do? So the halacha says, technically midoraisa, if I took a lot of wine or a lot of food and I exchange it for money. Let's say I take $1 million worth of wine and I exchange it for a shekel. It's kosher. You're supposed to redeem it with its value. But technically, if you didn't, it's still kosher. What happens if you took it and you redeemed $1 million for $1 million? And then with that $1 million, you bought yourself a bag of sugar. That's also kosher. So we have this concept that you can exchange a large amount of food for a small amount of money. Now, midrabanan, you can't do that. But midoraisa, you could. You have to add a fifth midrabanan. Ah, no. That's midoraisa, right. So how does that work? What? But you still could.
If you do want the shekel, you have to add $200,000? Or you have to add $200,000 shekel?
Yeah.
No.
200,000 shekel. But that value can go on that. It's not ma'akev, the chomesh. The chomesh is not ma'akev. And anyways, okay, so that's...
Wouldn't the whole point would be for the guy to give the 2 million shekel?
100%. When it was eaten. When it was eaten. Today I can't eat it. We have no way of getting holiness. Chacham Chazal and say what you should
but
do.
But if everybody's tummy, then it's still equal.
It's equal, but no one can eat the Maaser Sheni food, nor can anyone eat the food that would be purchased with the Maaser Sheni money.
To what standard does a person have to be taught to eat Maaser Sheni food? Even Tamei Meis or just the Tumas Aguf?
No, Tamei Meis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said Maaser Sheni wasn't the...
So it wasn't Stam going to the mikveh, you had to go...
Yeah. Baraduma.
Baraduma,
so now... Today, let's say I'm going to grow grapes in my yard. So I'm going to take those grapes, take off Truma Gedola. We'll go back to that in a second. Take off Maaser Rishon, which technically I should give to the Levi. Take off Trumas Maaser from the Maaser Rishon, or tell the Levi that I didn't take off Trumas Maaser, and he'll take off Trumas Maaser from the Maaser Rishon. And then I take off Maaser Sheni. Let's say I have a whole bunch of grapes of Maaser Sheni. I can't eat them in Yerushalayim because I'm not holy. I'm not pure. So I'm going to redeem the grapes with a shekel. And what am I going to do with that shekel? So what I could do with the shekel technically is I could then take the shekel and grind it up, destroy it and throw it into the Yam HaMelech. Or I can buy with that shekel a bunch of sugar or flour and throw it into the wind.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I'm done, because I basically scattered the food of Maaser Sheni. So when we approach taking off Trumas and Maaseros today, let's define what we have. We have Truma Gedola, Midoraisa, I could take off any amount, right? Being that we have no Kohanim that are Tahor, so that's what I'm going to do. So if I have a lot of Truma Gedola to take off, I'll take off a little bit and say, this is my Truma, and then I'm going to discard it. I'll wrap it up. I don't want to defile it. I don't want to treat it in a derogatory way, but I have nothing to do with it. It's not edible.
Could you buy bird seed?
Just saying, you're not allowed to derive any benefit from it. Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't we have any Kohanim or Tahor?
Because...
No paraduma.
Somebody's born is not Tahor?
No. He's born in a hospital with our dead people. He's taken home under trees with our dead people.
Let's give him life in a hospital where no dead people are. What's the problem?
His mother is Tummy Mace.
Because the mother is?
The mother is Tummy Mace, and he's also Tummy from the delivery. And his mother's going to nurse him, and she's Tummy Nida, so you want to start targeting him in a mikvah.
No, I want to.
Saying you have a lot of problems.
Technically, a Kohen was born in this house, and there was never a mace around him. He stayed on the Yeshuv. He could go to mikvah and eat
truva,
right?
He
was
trying to do that.
Could go to mikvah.
I mean, just recently there was.
So we have another problem. No, because your watch was probably and your pen was probably in a cemetery. So they're cherev arei kechala, and they're also metame. I understand, but he's born in a house with our pens, and the pens were in cemeteries. And the watches were in cemeteries, and every metallic instrument that was in a cemetery is metame.
But if we take care of these things.
So you'll bring them up in a little hut.
Isn't that what they did with the kids?
And you can't have them to yeshiva either, in order to prevent it from being tumbled.
Like your glasses, I'm saying. You're going to have a very hard time. You could technically do it, and yes, for the Parah Aduma, they did do it. theoretically, if you worked really hard.
Bubble, right, these kids.
Right. Well, okay.
Just as a metal.
Thing was that fair to do? Well,
that's a good question.
We're talking about now our pens are plastic. Like there's just metal that we have to worry about with this sort of stuff. No, like I mean,
plastic, right.
There's a lot of metal around.
There's metal to worry about.
You see, the majority of
and people
plastic watches.
And people work to make.
So he's for sure.
Yeah, but his mother. Your plastic watch has metal.
He's Tamei. Yeah.
So mikveh doesn't help.
Yeah, but inside it's in
it depends for what.
Does it still count?
Wait, let's stay focused for a minute. Later on, we can come back to other questions.
I'm just wondering, it's such an important mitzvah, so are you not taking care for that?
Okay, so let's go back to... okay, so we have to get rid of Tuma Gdola, so we're going to get rid of it. We have Maaser Rishon, which we should give to the Levi. And then we have Trumas Maaser from the Maaser Rishon, which again we have to get rid of. And then we have Maaser Sheni, which we said we can exchange the Maaser Sheni for a coin. And even though the coin is not the value of the Maaser Sheni. And then we have Maaser Ani, which technically we should give to the poor. So now we have to realize when we approach food, we have two types of food. We have food that we grew. It's our own crop. So then it's for sure chayev and trumas and maestros. I know, no one else took off trumas and maestros. I grew food in my backyard. So there, that's one type of food where I have things that are vaday chayev and trumas and maestros. And then I have things which are suffik. You go to the shuk, you buy something from someone, you get a gift, you have a guest come over who's not observant, and they bring you stuff. You don't know. So one is a suffik, and one is a vaday. We'll have to see with the nusach what we're doing with each one. Yes.
With masa only, when we're like defining the poor person, we're talking about like a poor person that's like living on the street, or we're talking about the people that the Torah assumes to be poor, like the widow orphan in there.
No, poor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see. We have one more point we have to know, and that is that when we will designate something as Truma and Maaser, we derive from the Pasuk that it has to be identified. It has to have a specific location. I can't just look at a pile of grain and say, Truma's in there, Maaser's in there, Truma's Maaser's in there. Aside from the practical aspects that I won't know what to do, I also have a halacha that says it has to be shi'arei nikarim. It has to be recognized what's the truma and what's the remnants. We have one more point we should remember, and that is you're supposed to be mafrish min amukaf. You shouldn't have a pile of grain in your vacation house out in the Golan, and you're going to say, that's going to be truma for my grains here in Kochav Yaakov. You should have them next to one another. When you're mafrish trumas and maisros, it should be min amukaf. Things should be next to. It should all be close to one another. So now, what are we trying to do?
Derita, you could do those things, though, right?
What?
Derita, you.
Was that it has to be shi'arei nikarim. It has to be recognized what's going to be the truma maaser, where it's located, and what's the remnant. What's going to be the chulin. That's how you have to be mafrish. It doesn't have a shame otherwise. You have to say, I'm going to take truma from the northern part of this pile. I'm going to take truma from the
correct. The north is right. When you say that, everybody says the north side. But people don't know where the north is.
100%. I agree. So let's go.
No.
In a second, we'll discuss. That's why I don't like this missile that much. Okay. So,
we were running from slavery. From Egypt. North. It's Israel's north from
What we're going to try to accomplish is really to take off Truma and Truma's Meiser, and everything else basically falls into place. The main thing that I need is the Truma and Truma's Meiser, because that's what I'm going to have to dispose of, right? That's the part that's usher.
I mean, not dispose, you mean like put aside. Right?
Okay. Yes. Okay. So, let's see. Tell me, what quantity am I going to need here? Truma Gedola is any amount, right? It's one kernel, it's a little bit. Well, how much is Truma Smicer?
You said the aluminum is at least a 50th.
Yeah, not today. Today that it all gets burnt or gets put on the side. you don't have to take a 50 if you take any amount.
So you need a little more than 1/100, because the 1/100 is the Truma Smicer. And then you need a little bit more in order to be outside the Truma.
Right. So that's what I begin with. So most people are very bad at doing this. Okay, let's take an example here. Let's imagine this was a bunch of dates in here. How much is 1/100th of this? I'll tell you. Is this 1/100th?
No.
Okay. Up to here?
There's 400 grams. There's 400 grams. So,
the way to do it is what he just said. Right. Divide it into 10, divide those into 10. Meaning, tell yourself, okay, if I have to divide this into 10 equal parts, 1, 2, 3, let's divide it in half first, okay? Half. So now I have to have 5 on each side, right? Okay, so let's divide this into half. So that's 2.5.
It's measured already.
Yep, say that. But I'm saying when you have to take off from an apple, you're going to have a very hard time getting it
well,
right.
Well, you did the same thing. You take a scale and weigh it.
Okay. And when you're on a trip and when you're doing it lemaisa for real in your house, so this is 2.5. And half of that is going to be, what's half of 2.5? 1 1/4. So, okay, it's a little bit less than this. Okay, now, let's see. We divide this into 10 equal parts. So this is 5 equal parts. This is going to be... So how much am I left with? This. Mm-hmm. This amount, right? Mm-hmm. Most people would have said more than that. I see when people take off Truma's Meiser. When they're trying to gauge how much is 100, they take...
They're on the side of caution.
Okay.
Well, they're generous.
Fine. Generous to be put on the side.
Sure.
Okay. So... I'm just saying, you cheshbon,
practice for, you know,
you try to figure out, like, okay, what's 100? And you add a little bit more. So now, what we're going to say is, I have to be mafrish. What's the first thing I'm mafrish? Truma Gedola. So I'm going to say, I have here, let's say this is my pile of food, and this is the little bit I put on the side. So here I have a little bit more than 1/100. The little bit more is going to be the Truma Gedola. The 1/100th is going to be the Truma Smaiser.
There's 100 tissues in here.
So now what we're going to say is like this. The 1/100th, I want nothing to happen to it. I want that to stay as it was, because that 1/100th is going to become Truma Smaiser that's down the road, right? The first thing I have to be mafresh is Truma Gedola. The little bit more than 1/100th of what I have here, that I want should be Truma. And again, if you've separated it, you don't have to start saying in the northern side, southern side, eastern side, western side. You have it on the side. You moved it over a drop, which is
so
a good idea anyways.
You take off more than 1/100th.
You take off more than 1/100th and you say.
You say the bit more than the 1/100th.
The bit more than 1/100th is the Truma Gedola. Step one. Now, the 1/100th that's here, plus nine sections equal to it, is going to be my Maaser Rishon, right? Maaser Rishon has to be 1/10th. So I'm going to take 1/100th, that's 1/10th of that 10, plus nine equal segments is going to be my Maaser Rishon, and it has to be adjacent, right? That's my Maaser Rishon.
So now you've taken off Truma Gedola
and Maaser Rishon. Next.
You don't have that
9%. Right. You say what's next to it.
It's somewhere in there, right?
The Ribono Shel Olam knows. I don't have to separate that 9.
So that's on my food, that my larger piece of food.
Right? We said, yeah. And then I say, that 1/100th is now going to be Trumas Meiser. So now this, I've covered my Truma Gedola and Trumas Meiser. I take it away and I wrap it up. So now I change this from being Meiser Rishon. Initially it was part of my Meiser Rishon. I had Truma Gedola and part of my Meiser Rishon, and now it became Trumas Meiser. So this is my critical part, excuse the pun. I'll wrap it up, put it away. Now what do I have left to take off? Either Meiser Sheni or Meiser Ani. So then I say, okay, now I want another 9/10ths that's either on the bottom or on the left or on the top. That should be Meiser Sheni. Or, if I have to take off Meiser Ani, that should be Meiser Ani. And with that, I'm done. Now, I should go the next step, and I say, whatever I designated as Meiser Sheni, I want should now plus 20% of its value, 25% of its value, is now going to be Mechulal, I'm taking off its holiness on that coin that I have designated elsewhere. So that's... that's what I did, and I'm finished, basically.
So what's going on the coin is the Meiser...
Sheni.
Sheni. The Meiser Ani is my own business if I want to give a couple of apples to a...
You should. You should give a couple of apples to a poor neighbor, or you could exchange it for money and give him the money, but you should give him a couple of apples. Yeah.
I've seen shortcut books or pamphlets that say, instead of all this, you know, deciding where each piece is, just say, all the Trumas and Meisers are mafreshed according to the sheet of the Chazon Ish, and here's a big chunk, and that's all there.
I don't know.
But I don't understand, because you have to give the Maaser Rishon to a Levi, no?